Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Pond, I expect news, traffic, weather, and fun.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Goldfinger!
And good morning out there. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is Tuesday, March 5th.
John, you look a little down this morning. Is everything okay?
No, everything's fine. Okay. Why would you think I was down?
Because your face went...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's because I talk like this.
I think that's what depressed me, because he does this stuff during my hour.
Yeah. One day is going to have a bullet for you.
Wow.
For me?
No, for him.
Oh.
Can you not see it? He's going to die one of two ways. He's either going to give himself a heart attack, or somebody's going to murder him. One of those two things is going to happen.
Wow.
I mean, please, Mr. Robert, don't shoot me.
This is episode 1357. Daylight saving times in 5 days. Spring begins in 14 days. Spring break in 18 days. And Easter in 26 days. And it's Taco Tuesday.
Taco, taco, taco Tuesday.
I want to remind everybody to be careful out there. I know we've got a lot to look forward to, and we want you to be safe and sound till we get there to that spring break. So please drive carefully around school zones in that area. He always does that.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Never does it on 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, no.
Always my hour.
Yes.
But anyway.
Well, I don't have anything else to do.
Since it's Taco Tuesday, I guess we need to talk about... I've got a couple of things about food.
Already? We're doing Taco Tuesday now.
Well, just some things. Rumor has it that milkshakes at Zaxby's is coming back. They used to have pretty good milkshakes,
dangerous.
Too. With a whipped cream on top.
Because I'm a Zaxby's frequenter. Do you remember when fast food restaurants started doing the whipped cream thing?
Yeah.
I remember Hardee's was the first one I ever remember doing milkshakes.
I don't like the whipped cream on them.
See, I do.
So I don't. They make them look nicer, and they make them look like they're more.
Well, I like to eat just like big scoop of the whipped cream, and then mix the rest in.
You know why they do that, don't you?
Why is that, Brian? Tell us.
Less ice cream, more whipped topping.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
But well, they put those lids on them that are taller. McDonald's, you remember, they used to just have the
flat
lid.
Well, they look kind of pretty with a cherry on top, yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
And I remember Granddaddy, when Hardee's started doing milkshakes, he went like every single day and got a milkshake from Hardee's, and he liked it because it had whipped cream on top. And then McDonald's started doing whipped cream, and theirs was cheaper, so he moved over from Hardee's to McDonald's milkshakes.
What is your favorite milkshake? Well, I'll tell you who makes a good one that you don't often think about is Baskin Robbins.
Yeah,
Baskin Robbins is a good one. They're a little upscale. Yeah. They're a little high.
I think Steak and Shake has a really good milkshake.
Yes,
if you sit in
very
there.
Very good.
And they've got seasonal flavors and stuff too, which is nice. And if you actually go and sit in the restaurant, it comes in a big tall glass and
Red
whatever.
Robins.
Yeah.
Red Robins got a good, or
oh,
is it Kroger's?
Man, I love Red
Robin.
Robin.
Just Red Robin. It's
Red
not
Robin.
Red Robins. That's old. That's old people. That's what we talked about yesterday.
I can remember.
Yeah. Oh. And so.
Chick-fil-A has a good milkshake.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, they do.
And you can get, they call it a frosted lemonade, which they blend their lemonade into a milkshake, and it is unbelievable.
I used to love Reef Sane, but I have not been there since they reopened. So
I had one from there.
It was
really
pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the peach milkshake at Chick-fil-A in the summertime is really good.
Yeah. I don't get milkshakes as often as
I don't either. I'm kind of in a mood, too. I mean, it's just kind of... Now, the other night after the ball game, I went to Baskin Robbins and got a milkshake, and it was like 22 degrees outside. And they were open, though.
I don't...
You're going home from a ball game, you go, hey, it's
open.
I'm taking it.
That's another place, Cookout, and they're open 24/7. They have a really good milkshake, too, and lots of flavors. They've got one in the summer that I don't hear people talk about a lot, but it's a watermelon, and it's got fresh... like cut up watermelon in the milkshake, and it's really good.
McDonald's has a good milkshake too, and it's a little less on calories. I mean, they're healthier.
And
really.
It's chamois season. It's Shamrock season at McDonald's, so the Shamrock Shake is back. That's the milkshake I will
get.
So
is Shamrock at Wendy's at some locations.
It's not as good.
I heard.
I've had it.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, they're out there.
The cherry cheesecake milkshake from Cookout is really good.
Cherry cheesecake milkshake.
It's got bits of cheesecake in it and cherries. You can get strawberry cheesecake as well. They have all kinds of flavors.
He likes to go out there and get different stuff.
He does.
I wonder if that's where I get
it from. He likes solid stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's something about it.
But that Shamrock Shake, don't miss your chance. Get it now.
Well, while I'm throwing kudos out there, cookies and cream blizzards, you really can't hardly beat it, you know.
That's my favorite place.
Yeah. 617 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms still possible early as well. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, shower chances continue mainly before noon. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
This message for all the men out there. Ladies, cover your ears. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, have weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels. And at Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. It's as simple as a blood test with their on-site lab, and they'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. What I love about Low T Center is it's geared towards us, men. They know we don't like to wait around. They know we're impatient, and they know that we like things simple. For me, at times, that means making things a little more simple to understand, too. Because we're guys, and we're more focused on heading home to start working on that project car in the garage. Who knows what you're thinking? We're guys. There's no telling. But let me recommend Low T Center. Most health insurance is accepted for treatment there, and they have the affordable and convenient treatment options that include physician-monitored self-inject at-home treatment for their established patients, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center. Inventing men's healthcare.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it! Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah!
We got it at the Habitat Restore!
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board. In the last cases, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Please vote Stan Vaught for school board on Election Day, March 5th. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board, Stan Vaught treasurer.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
News from the NFL, where the Denver Broncos will reportedly release veteran quarterback Russell Wilson next week. The team will take on a dead cap hit of $85 million over the next two seasons, the largest such hit in league history. Wilson will be a free agent and available to sign with any team. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and wide receiver Mike Evans agree on a two-year, $52 million deal. Philadelphia Eagles six-time All-Pro center Jason Kelce officially announces retirement after 13 seasons. NBA games of note, Thunder lose to the Lakers in L.A. 116-104, while the Timberwolves top the Trailblazers 119-114, so Minnesota reclaims the top spot in the Western Conference by a half game on Oklahoma City. Bucks beat the Clippers 113-106. Milwaukee star Giannis Antetokounmpo did not play. Damian Lillard, though, led the Bucks with 41 points. Bulls rallied down 22 points on the road, beat the Kings in Sacramento 113-109. Kobe White, a career-high 37 points. DeMar DeRozan, 33 points in the win for Chicago.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 621. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on this Taco Tuesday day. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. You can find out more at sharingchange.com. www.thehabitatrestore.org. Glad you're with us this morning. And we've got plenty to come. We've got Today in History. We've got celebrity birthdays. We've got Good Neighbor events, Man on the Street newsmakers. You name it, we got it. Weather, traffic, sports.
All of it.
All of it right
here. The whole nine yards.
Right here on the Big G. We're still
News
on our...
News Radio WGNS.
Kind of vicious there. We're talking about happy songs today?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and let's hear one for Tuesday. You're going to like it. Have you ever seen those two movies? Mamma Mia, because
no.
ABBA's in all through that.
Yeah,
they sing all those ABBA songs. Cher was in the second one. She sang an ABBA song.
Did she really?
Good, yeah. That's our song of the day.
Doesn't that just make you feel peppy?
It does. It makes me jump up and down. All right. Our good neighbor of the day, Janine Stewart. She's a good neighbor for working every day to make her students feel loved at the First United Methodist Preschool. That's a really good preschool, by the way. Mamas know their children are loved, protected, and growing. And Janine Stewart will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Your good neighbor station.
Go ahead. I think you got something, don't you?
Yeah, you're next.
Okay, go ahead.
Try and follow that one up.
I'm trying to pull the enthusiasm. Birthdays and anniversaries, we are taking those this morning for Tuesday, March 5th. If you know someone celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, let us know by calling or texting 615-893-1450. And you'll be able to text it probably easiest way. We need their name and a phone number because they may win the banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. You just never know. Facts of life.
And another thing you'll never know, you might never know when you'll come across a pack of wolves in the wild. And when that happens, when
I gotta hear this.
When you stumble upon a pack of wolves in the wild, what do? I don't know, but I know what you don't do. Never look them in the eyes.
Oh, don't. Because I thought that's what you did with
don't
a bear.
Not with wolves. If you look a wolf in the eyes, they take it as a signal that you want to fight, and they will pounce.
So what do? Look away?
I guess. I don't know. Run, probably.
I think I'd run like crazy. Don't you?
They're probably faster than you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of odd.
Just don't look them in the eyes. So they say according
they
to this.
They don't add anything else. Like,
no, they don't. They say according to this, it's the worst possible thing you can do is to look them in the eyes.
Oh, wow.
Maybe stand still.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The Murfreesboro Police Department is actively seeking your help in identifying two individuals believed to be connected to a February 19 theft at JD's All About Home on Old Fort Parkway. Surveillance footage captured one of the two individuals reaching over the counter and taking a wallet belonging to the victim. Suspects then fled the scene in a blue four-door sedan. There are pictures posted on WGNSradio.com and a number to call if you can help identify anybody. Recent Tennessee legislation has lightened the tax load for more than 100,000 small businesses. The Tennessee Works Tax exempts businesses with annual gross salaries under $100,000 from filing business tax returns effective this year. The change is applicable to tax periods ending after December 31st, 2023, and streamlines tax obligations for small businesses statewide. WGNS plans to have comprehensive coverage of all the important races in Rutherford County on Super Tuesday. Those include the presidential primary, Rutherford County school board races, and the amendment referendum in Smyrna. Brian Barrett will have coverage after the polls close at 7 p.m., streaming on WGNSradio.com. Plus, this year, for the first time, you can watch on Big GTV from the Rutherford County Election Commission offices on the Murfreesboro Square. We will bring you news on the national scene from CBS and also keep a check on key races across the state of Tennessee. Super Tuesday election coverage from WGNS, presented by Toots Good Food and Fun, Wilson Bank and Trust, McCabe Vision Center, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. News on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 on this March 5th, here from News Radio WGNS. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, Dalton Barrett,
hi,
here
Jeff.
With you this morning.
We're all here this morning.
Doing pretty good. Where did it say in my contract I have to work with the two of you? Anyway, what contract? We work at WGNS. There's no contract.
No contract.
No contract whatsoever. And, boy, now you lost my train of thought what I was going to talk about.
Well, we better hop on. Whoop, whoop.
Well, Let me think. I've drawn a blank.
The train's gone, so.
I've drawn a blank. No, stop. Stop.
Damn.
The new Superman movie. News about Superman.
Yeah, we got a picture of the suit.
Now, they've already changed the title. It was Superman Legacy. Now, James Gunn has decided to make it just called Superman.
Which we haven't had a movie just called Superman since...
Well, actually, Superman, well, the one in 78 was like Superman the movie.
Right.
So it wasn't
Superman.
This is Superman.
The first just Superman movie we've ever had.
You're kind of getting
excited
about it. Yeah.
I like James Gunn. I trust James Gunn a lot. He makes lots of good movies. He did all the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He did some other movies I really like. He made the old Scooby-Doo movies that are really funny. Yes.
This is what he contributes to my show at 6 o'clock.
The guy who they cast as Superman looks good. I haven't seen him in anything. So
they say it's going to be funnier, too. Like
that's what I'm hoping. Lighthearted.
Yeah. You know? Lighthearted, but still truth, justice, in the American way.
Right. And we got our first look at the costume, and it looks good. The colors look right. They look bright and blue.
Bright?
And
would that be possible? Bright?
Yeah, maybe.
One Henry Cavill wore looked dirty all the time.
Might as well
have
been gray.
Yeah. I mean, it just didn't.
Especially Man of Steel. Like that one, the blue on that suit was, it was gray.
Yeah, I mean, it just didn't look good, you know?
And then the one that really looked dirty, and I loved this. I loved the Superman and Lois TV show, but that suit always looked filthy. You know, the Superman suit?
The one that's wrapping up this year.
And the colors were good.
You're always saying in past tense, man.
Oh, yeah.
You got that one last season.
They got
today.
One more season.
I got a feeling that's going to hurt it, too.
Maybe. It might be a good last season.
There are many
though.
Critics say he is the best Superman ever.
Might be.
And I can't disagree with it. And she's the best Lois. I think she's overacting a little. I mean, she's a little too dramatic for me, for Lois, but... But, boy, he's a good Superman.
But that was a good plot, that giving them kids and they're going back to the farm. That was a really good plot for that show. So
I hate that the other kid left. You know, it just kind of messed
it
up.
Kind of sucked some of the energy out of it.
Yeah, it just really did. All right, today in history is brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
You know what one of the funniest things on this show that nobody ever sees? Is the look on Brian's face when you're surprising him with something.
When you ask him any question at all.
Well, no, I was just in La La Land, and it's time for Today in History, and I wasn't mentally prepared.
And he's got noise-canceling headphones, so he can't hear anything unless the mics are hot.
Huh?
Oh.
But he also can't hear in general. He's an old man.
All right, 1853. Piano company Steinway & Sons, founded by Heinrich Steinweg, later named Henry Steinway, in New York City. 1872, George Westinghouse Jr. patents the triple air brakes for trains.
That was good.
You know, Brandon Brooks doesn't do this.
Make him stop.
Brandon Brooks doesn't have that info.
Well, that's true.
You know, not saying anything against him, but I'm just saying.
Should he have that info?
1960, he's the entertainment guy.
Right.
Elvis Presley ends a 2-year hitch in the U.S. Army.
I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. 1, 2, 3. From my GI head to the heels of my GI shoes.
And that's when he came back a different Elvis in all of his movies. The other ones, he was kind of a renegade, a rebel, and he comes back, cuts short hair.
Yep, straight-laced.
Straight-laced after that. 1971, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, first played live in Belfast. Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, John Bonham, and John Paul Jones. In 2015, Harrison Ford crash lands his 1942 aeroplane in California.
They don't let me fly anymore.
Wonder if that was going through his mind, the Indiana Jones music as he was crash landing.
More, yeah. 2019, Kylie Jenner is the world's youngest ever billionaire at 21. That just blows me away.
21.
Those people have made
dollars.
So much money.
Golly.
She's a big model, isn't
she? Wish I could have a fraction of that.
Isn't she a big model, Kylie?
Something like that. I would just settle, like, $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That'd get me out of hot,
Kylie,
for sure.
Kylie, if you're listening.
just loan me. No, don't loan.
Just $100,000.
Six, what time is it? Oh, yeah, it's time for Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind, and the time is 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind, March 5th, 1983.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
The official launch of country music television.
My baby is American made.
This date in 1984.
Just leave everything to Godfrey. Godfrey will take care of everything.
Actor William Powell died of heart failure at 91.
I think I should decide those things for myself.
March 5th, 1994.
One pill makes you larger.
Grace Slick of Jefferson Airplane arrested for waving a shotgun at police while drunk after officers were called to her home. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms still possible early as well. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the north-northeast, around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, shower chances continue mainly before noon. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
Good morning. NTSB and FAA are still out here cleaning up this plane crash in West Nashville this morning. You're able to get up through here on 40 East where they crashed just past Charlotte Pike. But as rush hour starts to pick up here, probably in the next 30, 45 minutes, I'm sure people are going to slow down and start rubbernecking because the aircraft is still here on 40 Eastbound, again in the grass as you pass Charlotte Pike. It's building pretty good, 24 out of Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area towards Nashville. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring. Check them out today online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood. And look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests. But you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
For 77 years, your good neighbor station, WGNS, has been keeping you informed. Give the gift of life. Give blood at the Red Cross. They are critically low on blood. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Are you new to the area and would like to learn some more about our local history? Well, come on over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday morning and meet some new friends from the Rutherford County Historical Society. They'll be there from 9 until noon, along with free coffee and donuts. And if there's a special topic you want to learn about, just bring it up. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street, and that's this Saturday from 9 until noon. Don't throw away old glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hey guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive? It could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
You know, everyone has a more. First it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
It's a critical time in education, and we need experience on the Rutherford County School Board. That's why we need to elect Butch Vaughn to the school board in Zone 6. He brings experience as a public educator from his years in the classroom and as a coach to being principal at Central and Blackman Middle and Oakland High Schools. Butch Vaughn has also been in private education as the former headmaster at PCA. Experience counts, especially now. That's why we need Butch Vaughn on the Rutherford County School Board. Paid for by Butch Vaughn for School Board. Prior Manning, Treasurer.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for glaucoma that can get you off of your eye drops.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we've got Man on the Street Newsmakers coming up. I love that segment, Man on the Street Newsmakers.
Remember when it was just the Man on the Street Report?
Yeah.
We've come a long
You've
way.
You've done the Man on the Street Report.
That's why it's no longer the Man on the Street Report.
You've done it. Haven't you done it?
Yeah.
We used to have a lot of those kind of things going
we
on.
We should get Jackson Smith on the Man on the Street Report.
Speaking of which, election coverage tonight with Brian Barrett.
Oh, yes, streaming on Big GTV.
It's going to be his face on Big GTV
and
giving the election results. Can I walk by and like photobomb it while you're, while you're doing that?
In the window like they do.
Or you could just go to me. I could stand. We'll talk about it later. But I got a great idea. Just hold on.
Okay.
It's going to be great. What about the dad joke of the day?
Well, unfortunately, I lost three fingers on my right hand. So I asked the doctor if I'd be able to write with it.
Uh-huh.
He said maybe, but I wouldn't count on it.
He knew that one was a loser, so he threw in that last-ditch effort, and it worked. I give it a 3.
It made me laugh. Yeah, just a 3, though. That's all. All we.
I hate this place.
He's mad. 641 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. This is Super Tuesday. Voters are casting ballots in more than a dozen states and American Samoa. The question, will Nikki Haley survive to campaign another day? American University political analyst Amy Dacey.
Trump has a commanding lead in a lot of these states, and I think now there's the difference between the possible and the probable.
Democrats in some states say they'll choose uncommitted or no preference over President Biden. The UN's announced findings on allegations against Hamas during and after the October 7th attack in Israel. Special Envoy Pramila Patton.
We found clear and convincing information that sexual violence, including rape, sexualized torture, cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment has been committed against captives.
The Supreme Court's put a hold on a new Texas law. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The bill, which was set to go into effect today, would allow state law enforcement to arrest migrants for illegal border crossings.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Five people are dead after a small plane crash near the shoulder of I-40 East near mile marker 202 in West Nashville. The control tower at John C. Toon Airport received a message from the pilot of a single-engine plane saying they were experiencing engine and power failure and needed emergency approval to land. Officials gave approval to land on runway 2, but the pilot then radioed saying they weren't going to make it to the airport. Police say the plane ended up crashing behind the Costco store just off the eastbound lanes of I-40. Authorities initially reported several persons were on board, and it was believed everyone on board was dead. Metro Nashville PD later confirmed that five people died in that crash. The investigation is ongoing. The Nashville caregiver accused of running an illegal daycare service where a three-month-old baby died is now facing felony charges. On April 10th of last year, a three-month-old baby was found dead in an apartment building on Old Hickory Boulevard. There were also six other young children in that apartment. Metro Police had previously charged Ann Jordan with six counts of child neglect. She is now facing aggravated child abuse and child endangerment charges. Her next arraignment date is on the 27th. Authorities have launched a homicide investigation after a Monday morning shooting resulted in the death of a 32-year-old man in the Bordeaux area. Police say 32-year-old Samuel Edwards Jr. was reportedly at the apartment complex visiting an acquaintance. He was followed by an unknown individual and was shot dead. Police say so far they don't have a motive for the murder and no suspects have been arrested. I'm Brian Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Rutherford County is one of the fastest growing communities in Tennessee. This is Mike Klassen, the general manager at Middle Point Landfill. As a Class 1 landfill, Middle Point accepts non-hazardous municipal solid waste, approved special waste, and commercial waste. We have served this region for two decades, providing free disposal to all Rutherford County residents and low-cost disposal to Rutherford County businesses. Learn more at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board in the Las Casas, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Please vote Stan Vaught for school board on Election Day, March 5th. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board, Stan Vaught treasurer.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with...
People who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
Information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Oh, yeah, we're back. I was drinking something. I'm sorry. Golly. 6:48.
That's what time it is.
Election coverage. Tonight.
Yes, streaming live on Big G TV.
Brian Baird will be all over it.
It'll be the first ever Big G TV election coverage.
Wait, he's going to be all over it. And tell us a little bit about the Big G coverage, because a lot of people may not know about that, but that's pretty big stuff.
Yeah, there's a few different ways to find it. You can head to WGNSradio.com/BigGTV, and it'll have, you know, YouTube, Twitter, or I'm sorry, X, Facebook. And if you go to the homepage of the website, it'll actually be right there too, or you can see it on the homepage of the site. So,
yep, on Twitch.
Streaming on Twitch.
So, I'm going to have to do this when I'm doing Twitch.
So, it's just you down there at the Election Central.
I hope to have frequent guests.
This
I
will
hope
actually
be some folks.
This actually marks history because this is the first thing broadcast on Big G TV that is not broadcast on the radio.
But you don't really know who your guests are going to be because it could be anybody that comes down there, right?
People just kind of pop in, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do.
So I'm looking forward to that coverage.
Are you going? Are you going to be part of the coverage?
I thought he might let me be like a roving reporter.
Oh, that'd be fun. You guys could do it together.
Well, I figured if I ask you, you would say, are you crazy?
You guys
but
could,
you're more than welcome to come.
You guys
could
do it together and bounce off of each other. And then when there's an interview, one of you just stands up and... You know,
that yeah, way, but it's politics.
You know, he was talking about saving the seat. You know, like we need somebody to save a seat. That could be you, John. You
but it's politics. I don't know if I can be serious enough.
I don't think you have to. I think you bring a lighthearted, jovial attitude to the table that is sadly missing.
I want to be like that guy that does it on NBC where he goes to the board. It talks about, you know, predictions.
Oh, yeah. And he's like circling states and he's tapping them what color they're going to be. If this is this and it's this.
Do we have that technology where I could use it?
No.
Okay. What about a dry erase board with a marker?
Oh, yeah.
I just scribble stuff up there and make it like I know what I'm talking about. So,
by the way,
you did when you were teaching, right?
Since it is election day.
Oh, that hurt.
I'm sorry.
Since it is Election Day, they use a lot of the county schools as vote centers, and so county schools are closed, and the city is closed today. It's a day out for students, but it's parent-teacher conferences. So I guess teachers and administrators and all will be at the schools and parent-teacher conferences, but no school for students today in the city or the county.
Good idea.
Election Day.
Yep, smart.
It helps get the crowd up.
Do they still do the thing where they bring in a voting booth to let kids vote?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
They still do that? I can imagine them not doing that anymore.
I don't think
so. Divided politics are these days.
Yeah, yeah, raise controversy.
I mean, I remember people started fighting about it when I was in elementary school. I was in like first grade, and people were arguing, "I can't believe you voted for them."
Wow. They got on to you at that age.
It was wild.
I was just going to mention that there are new vote machines, too.
Oh.
They're not too terribly different. It's same punch the buttons and stuff, but it makes a paper copy for them to have a backup in case the thing goes down. So new.
Good idea.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Time for celebrity birthdays this morning.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1908, Rex Harrison was born. He was an English actor who appeared in My Fair Lady, and he was also Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle also played by Eddie Murphy and Robert Downey Jr., so that's a good little trio of people.
Robert Downey Jr. still?
Yeah, the movie was horrible.
Okay.
Was just the worst.
Was that his after the Avengers thing?
It was like the first one he did after they killed him off in Iron Man.
Probably not a good
choice. And it was not a good movie whatsoever. I think he wrote and directed it too. So
not a good move. 1946, Michael Warren, Indiana actor, Bobby Hill on Hill Street Blues. That was a great show.
It was one of the first cop shows.
Yeah,
modern.
Yeah. Kind of. In 1955, Penn Jillette, American magician of Penn and Teller.
No relation to the Razor.
No. They've got a show on Fox or something, I think.
Yeah.
And 1958, Andy Gibb, British singer, songwriter, performer, and teen idol, also was a member for a little while of the Bee Gees.
Andy Gibb.
Sadly, he passed away of overdose. 1966, Michael Irvin, NFL wide receiver of the Dallas Cowboys. Happy birthday to Kevin Connolly, American actor, Beverly Hillbillies, Rocky V, born in New York. And 1974, Eve Mendez, American actress, Training Day 2, Fast to Furious. And she's married to, or her partner is Ryan Gosling.
Ah.
And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. You want some local ones? Let's do it.
How about it, John?
Ronnie Barrett has a birthday today, along with Tracy Lanham, Janie Luster, Ed Burris, and Kathy Clark. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
Maybe you know someone out there celebrating a birthday on this March 5th or an anniversary. We'd love to hear from you. 615-893-1450 is the number. That's 615-893-1450. Call or text. Let us know their name and a phone number so they could walk away with that banana pudding.
Well, given it's Taco Tuesday, we like to have a food-related holiday for today. And today is a food you may not have ever heard of, but it's one of my favorites. It's really good. It's National Poutine Day. If you don't know what poutine is, it's a Canadian dish. It's French fries with brown gravy and cheese curds on it. And it is yummy. So get yourself some. I know you can get it at Party Foul up here near the station. So, what is he doing?
Don't ask. 6:55, here's another look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms still possible early as well. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, shower chances continue mainly before noon. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
Improve your quality of life.
and call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase quite a bit, actually, on 24 through the Hickory Hollow area. All that traffic flow leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County this time of the morning, headed towards the Antioch area. That's a minor wreck, 65 southbound. It's going to be before you get to Rosa Parks over near Metro Center. And they're still on the scene of this plane that crashed last night out here. It's not causing a delay right now, but traffic, rush hour traffic is building on 40 East here up by Charlotte Pike out on the west side. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working, and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat ReStore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat ReStore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Oh, beautiful gold rush with your sparkling top prize. You surely are a sight for sore eyes. And jackpot slots with your chance of $75,000 winners. Oh, how I'd take you for a candlelight dinner.
Sounds like people are really loving the new February instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Play today for your chance to win up to $5 million only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. Janine Stewart is today's good neighbor of the day. She's always working every day to make her students feel loved over at First United Methodist Preschool. Mamas know their children are loved, protected, and growing with Janine Stewart. And she is our good neighbor of the day. And what else you got there, Dalton?
Well, I want to let people know that it's always a great opportunity to nominate someone as our good neighbor of the day. You can do that by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a link sent back to you where you can fill out the form, get them put in there. And also, that very same phone number, you can call or text to get your birthdays or anniversaries into us. 615-893-1450 is the number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is a website where you can do that very same thing so that we can give away some delicious banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Coming up next on WGNS, it is a look at the latest world news, the CBS World News Roundup, in fact, and it's brought to you locally by the Low T Center in French's.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
CBS News is next. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for NTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Big day at the polls.
Super Tuesday will tell us a lot. This is momentum. This is expectations.
Michigan blast.
The sky is just glowing orange.
Possible benefit of weight loss drugs.
Fewer cravings for alcohol.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's Super Tuesday, and voters in more than a dozen states will vote in presidential nominating contests today for both parties. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports it could be a make-or-break day for the lone Republican still challenging former President Trump.
Hello, Texas!
Nikki Haley finished a multi-state tour in Texas with a campaign rally that could be her last.
At some point, maybe we should say the reason that America keeps losing is because of Donald Trump.
But in one point of agreement with her Republican rival,
I want him on that ballot.
Haley supported a unanimous Supreme Court ruling Monday that Colorado cannot remove former President Donald Trump from the primary ballot.
A court shouldn't be doing that.
Trump said he hoped the high court would also rule in his favor on presidential immunity. Trump's legal battles have become a rallying cry for his campaign.
All the states that are going after him are, it's all political. It makes me feel stronger to back him.
The Biden administration is intensifying calls for a Gaza ceasefire. CBS's Weijia Jiang says Vice President Harris met with Israeli opposition leader Benny Gantz.
Harris and Gantz spoke about the urgency of negotiating a deal to rescue more than 100 hostages who are believed to be in captivity. The vice president stressed the need for a temporary ceasefire to allow hostages to be released and for more humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza.
Reporting from Israel, CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has more on a just-released UN report that gives new detail to the acts of violence that started the war in Gaza.
In the harrowing hours of Hamas's rampage across southern Israel on October 7th, some women suffered sexual violence, according to a new report by the UN Special Envoy on Sexual Violence.
There are reasonable grounds to believe that conflict-related sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, occurred.
The UN report also found there are reasonable grounds to believe the abuse of hostages is ongoing. The UN team also visited the Israeli-occupied West Bank to examine allegations of sexual assault of Palestinians in Israeli jails and detention centers, allegations the UN team deemed credible.
A civilian employee of the U.S. Air Force who is a retired Army officer has been accused of sharing classified information on a foreign dating website. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Prosecutors say David Slater had a top secret security clearance after retiring as a lieutenant colonel for the U.S. Army. He worked as a civilian at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, and prosecutors say he attended classified briefings on the war in Ukraine with U.S. Strategic Command between February and April 2022. They allege Slater sent classified information through messages on a dating website to an unnamed co-conspirator who claimed to be a woman living in Ukraine, who allegedly referred to Slater as her secret informant love.
Now to Michigan. Major explosion and fire at an industrial site 25 miles north of Detroit sent debris as far as a mile away. It's not clear what materials are burning. There were dozens of other explosions, too. The facility is said to house nitrous oxide tanks and novelty items. One firefighter suffered a minor injury. The fire is now under control. In Tennessee, five people were killed when a single-engine plane crashed near Interstate 40 in Nashville last night, 3 miles from an airport. The crash closed eastbound lanes, and officials are investigating the cause. Time on the roundup, 4 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
James Crumbly, the Michigan man who bought a gun for his son 4 days before the weapon was used by the teen in a deadly school shooting, goes on trial today for involuntary manslaughter. Charlie Langton of affiliate WWJ says it comes weeks after his wife was convicted.
Most of the witnesses and the evidence will be similar to the Jennifer Crumbly case. However, for James, we know there's going to be at least one different witness. That person was the original gun owner who sold it to the gun store with a trigger lock on it. And that's part of the case that James allegedly bought the shooter, his son, the gun.
Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs has vetoed a bill that would have made it a crime for someone to enter the state illegally and would have allowed law enforcement to make arrests. And the U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a Texas plan to arrest migrants and deport them. On the Health Watch, doctors say they've seen a surprising side effect of weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy, a diminished craving for alcohol.
Megan Johnston started taking semaglutide last year. That's the medication and weight loss drugs like Wegovy.
It was definitely that I wanted to lose weight, but if I can drink less, even better.
She gained 30 pounds during the pandemic and was drinking more too.
I was drinking upwards of 15 drinks a week.
And now?
Some weeks none. Maybe average 3.
Johnston is among many patients who've reported fewer cravings for alcohol while taking semaglutide for weight loss.
If it turns out that this medication is safe and effective for treating addiction, this would become really the largest and most widely used pharmacotherapy for addiction medicine that's ever been developed.
Kyle Simmons is running one of several clinical trials currently underway.
We just don't know yet whether or not the medication is safe and effective for the treatment of alcohol use disorder.
Janet Shamley on CBS News. Arlington, Virginia.
Former Twitter executives are suing Elon Musk and X, saying they were fired without reason when Musk took over the platform and are due more than $128 million in severance payments. Success at the International Space Station.
Docking sequence is complete. So with that, Crew Dragon Endeavor, welcome to the International Space Station.
So excited to be here, and thank you to all the teams that got us here.
Arrival for three astronauts and a cosmonaut. They'll spend the next 6 months there. It began with an order of onion rings.
Oh, I went ahead and ordered some for the table.
The final scene of HBO's The Sopranos played out in a diner booth at Holston's in Bloomfield, New Jersey. That furniture, two red leather benches, a table, divider, and reservation plaque, has now sold for $82,600 at an eBay auction.
Don't stop.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
What if there is a murderer walking among us? Follow the clues. Solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection, it is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning, straight ahead. Also, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. When I go places, people like to tell me their favorite menu item. One of the most popular is our catfish basket. Delicious fillets of catfish, fried golden brown, and served over curly fries, or any side item for that matter. They're on our menu daily and on special every single Friday. At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms still possible early as well. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the north-northeast, around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, shower chances continue mainly before noon. I'm weather allergy meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Wrapping up a couple of accidents out here, 65 South, right near Rosa Parks. Charlotte Ave at 46th Avenue. That one had some injuries. The fire department remains on the scene. It's a little bit crowded now on 24 Westbound, coming up through the Hickory Hollow area in from Rutherford County. The FAA NTSB remains on the scene of this plane crash from last night. You're able to get up through there, but now the rubbernecking is starting on 40 Eastbound, just past Charlotte Pike, because you can still see what's left over from the plane crash there, and that's why everybody's staring at it. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging online, tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Our congregation is made up of a variety of nationalities.
Visit Holy Hill Chapel, tn.org, to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
One. Two, three.
Waking you up with news, traffic, weather, and fun. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Get up! Get yourself together! Put down that funky soap! Ha!
Hoo-ah! James Brown.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Crew.
We should mention, we haven't mentioned it yet, but Melissa Miller here at the station made us some delicious cookies the other day.
Yes, she did.
They were very, very good.
They were
good.
Really good.
Thank you, Melissa.
Made the muffins, didn't they?
Yeah, muffin mix, but no milk. You follow all the ingredients, no milk, and then you bake them into cookies. They were really good.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
And I know the Cookie Man,
do
or the Cookie
Woman.
Do
you know the Muffin Man? He lives on Dreary Lane, I think. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's true. I think he moved. It was too expensive to rent that area, so
probably.
He moved.
It is Tuesday. It is March 5th. It is Election Day. It is episode 1357 of this experiment we call the Wake Up Crew. And reminder that polls are open now, so you can go to any of the vote centers. There are 30 of them.
That's silly. The North and South Pole are always open.
So you can go, let's say you live in Murfreesboro but work in Smyrna. You can go to Smyrna and vote. You don't have to go to the one right closest to your house. You can go to any vote center. You live in Eagleville, but you work in Murfreesboro, vote in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Just show your driver's license and your
pretty much
thing.
And it takes, it's really quick. It's not a super long ballot. There are a lot of delegates. So just kind of brush up on that. Rutherford County Election Commission website's got info. And,
or just guess. Just start guessing names. Just bam, 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 bam. Just pick people.
Okay, hush. Polls are open until 7 p.m., and we will have coverage on WGNSradio.com streaming. We'll have coverage on Big GTV, and we will be on after the Lady Raider game on radio this evening as well. Lady Raiders play at 5:30, so they'll have a good hour and a half into it. So,
but watch it on Big GTV.
Yeah.
You'll get a different experience. You'll get to see it.
It will. We'll be able to pop up the results there, and you can see them. So check it out.
And you can send it to your friends, too. You can just, you know.
Be sure to like, subscribe, thumbs up, all that stuff.
Ring the bell or whatever they say.
Will you send a link to me where I can just click on?
If you go to WGNSradio.com, you'll actually see it. Big GTV when we're live on there, and you got the play button right there, all right next to each other.
If you've been on our website lately, you've probably seen the little box that says not currently streaming or whatever. That's where it'll be.
So
what are we doing?
Daylight saving time in 5 days, so we spring forward this week. Okay, spring forward on Saturday night before you go to bed, or just let your automatic phones and stuff do that for you. Spring begins in 14 days, spring break 18 days, and Easter is in 26 days. It's Taco Tuesday as well. We'll get to some of that here in just a few for the rest of the show. But right now, we're going to play Name That Jingle.
It's the Jingle Quiz. John, are you ready?
Yes.
So these are jingles you've probably heard, and we're going to try to guess them. Okay. Oh, I'm loving it, McDonald's.
That is correct. Mac.
Are we playing now? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how to spell McDonald's.
McDonald's.
There's no A. Mac. I see what I did wrong. This is a horrible game. Okay, Mick. It's not McDonald's. It's McDonald's.
McDon. Okay.
Look at us. We got it correct.
Okay, good. Are you playing it on the phone there?
Yes.
Oh, bet you can't eat just one.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Come on now.
This one's difficult.
Lay's potato chips.
That is correct.
Okay. I was thinking potato chips.
Came to me right at the last second.
Right there at the end. Let's see what's next on our little quiz.
The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not
in your hand.
M&M's.
M&M's. How do you spell that? Just kidding. We got it correct.
Yay!
We got an ad.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Okay. Let's see. You deserve a break today. So get up and fly them away to McDonald's. No.
I don't remember that. That was before my time.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That was like 30 years before.
That must have been
born.
The 70s.
Where's the beef?
That's Wendy's.
Yeah. See, that was, you know.
They brought that one back, though. That's why I know that one. Still waiting. This is a long ad.
Okay.
Then let you in the driver's seat. Dun, 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 dun. What's that one? Oh, you weren't listening.
No, I was not.
I don't know that
let
one.
Let blank put you in the driver's seat. Hertz. Let Hertz put you in the driver's seat.
Oh.
What is Hertz? That one.
It's a rental car. Rental. Just, oh. They still exist. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to rent cars.
Very good. Well, that was a screaming disaster, so we'll just move on. I've got a few other things here to mention to you this morning. Don't forget, Middle Tennessee Electric is doing some work on Thompson Lane. So the contractor, Burford Tree, they're doing tree trimming in the right-of-way. And this is southbound lanes of Thompson Lane between Siegel Road and Northwest Broad Street. So pretty much most of Thompson Lane on that side. They're going to be doing that from 9 to 3 and expect some lane closures in those areas as well.
Are you going to be standing out there with a picket sign or anything, Brian, or are you just going to let that happen?
No picket sign.
Brad for pears.
Well, it's Burford Tree Company, but they're trimming any tree that's under the power lines.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's necessary.
Yeah, and they do that in the spring quite a bit, and they've been working on the northbound lane, so I guess they're just moving to the other side.
Do you have a Bradford pear in your yard?
I did have two, but they're gone now.
Yeah, boy.
They're the worst. We have them at church. They smell bad. They break. I just hate them.
So I lost half of one of mine just in a windstorm, and I decided to cut them both down.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they do stink certain times of year.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're pretty, but it smells like fish.
Well, I've had fun this segment.
Yes,
this
boy.
Has been a blast, Brian.
It sure has. So, invite you to stay tuned. We've got more Taco Tuesday coming up for you here in just a few minutes. And we're also going to check on sports news for you right now here on News Radio WGNS and the Wake Up Crew.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
News from the NFL, where the Denver Broncos will reportedly release veteran quarterback Russell Wilson next week. The team will take a dead cap hit of $85 million over the next two seasons, the largest such hit in league history. Wilson will be a free agent and available to sign with any team. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and wide receiver Mike Evans agree on a two-year $52 million deal. Philadelphia Eagles six-time All-Pro center Jason Kelce officially announced his retirement after 13 seasons. In the NBA, Thunder lose to the Lakers 116-104, while the Timberwolves top the Trailblazers 119-114, so Minnesota reclaims the top spot in the Western Conference. They're now a half game up on Oklahoma City. Bucks without star Giannis Antetokounmpo beat the Clippers 113-106. Damian Lillard led Milwaukee with 41 points. Bulls rally down 22 points on the road, beat the Kings in Sacramento 113-109. Kobe White, career high, 37 points. DeMar DeRozan, 33 points in the win for Chicago.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. call the law offices of John Day.
It's a critical time in education, and we need experience on the Rutherford County School Board. That's why we need to elect Butch Vaughn to the school board in Zone 6. He brings experience as a public educator from his years in the classroom and as a coach to being principal at Central and Blackman Middle and Oakland High Schools. Butch Vaughn has also been in private education as the former headmaster at PCA. Experience counts, especially now. That's why we need Butch Vaughn on the Rutherford County School Board. Paid for by Butch Vaughn for School Board. Prior Manning, Treasurer.
Boots, Boots, Boots. French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style and unbeatable prices. French's famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. Come see why French's has been Tennessee's favorite place to shop since 1903. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear at French's Shoes and Boots.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, everything made fresh for you at the slick pig barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's a slick pig barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The slick pig barbecue. A Murfreesboro tradition.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, we are back here on the Wake Up Crew, News Radio WGNS. And we're just a few seconds away from 7:22 here this morning. And I mentioned, not only is it Election Day, polls are open now, but it's a Tuesday. That means
it's that good.
Taco Tuesday. I've got a couple of little ditties here. Something to know about Chick-fil-A's Polynesian sauce. Chick-fil-A has recalled its Polynesian sauce dipping cups due to allergy concerns.
Ah, oh, interesting.
Fast food restaurant says the cups may contain, quote, a different sauce that includes wheat and soy allergens and that customers should throw them away.
Hmm.
So if
those are the squeeze bottles.
No.
Oh.
This is the dipping sauce dipping cups. So I guess it's the ones that you get actually from Chick-fil-A.
I was gonna say, because that's really the only place to get that, which is interesting.
Is that the ones you peel off differently than the okay.
Yeah. So the little dipping cups that they've had there, a lot of people will get those and maybe save them, keep them in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, they give you a lot, so you have some left over. So,
I can't ever get them open. I have the hardest time getting those things open.
Yeah, theirs are worse. I feel like that'd be, maybe like one batch was messed up. Is that kind of what they're saying?
Well, it just says that they that some of the cups may contain this allergens, wheat and soy. Did Megan ever find a use for her little dipping cup thing for the car?
I don't think so.
I gave Bobby and Megan for Christmas a little container or a little holder where you put your dipping cup in it and you can like put it in your car. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know that she ever used it. So
yeah. Well, shucks. Well, we talked about last week, John, fish sandwiches at most fast food chains releasing their crispy fish sandwiches during Lent. So that's why you see every fast food place with a chicken sandwich. Yeah, fish sandwich.
Arby's got
chicken.
A new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arby's is pretty good. I had it for some reason.
It looks big. Is it big?
It is very big.
Yeah. They say that in the commercial. They say Arby's keeps making big old sandwiches.
He says it like this. Arby's.
Arby's. Arby's. We're going to keep making big old sandwiches.
But this year,
we have the meats.
At McDonald's this year, there has been a flood on social media about the size of the fish fillet.
Yeah, it's gotten smaller.
It has. And people are very upset that it's smaller.
Well, okay, here's my problem. Don't order a fish fillet sandwich and you won't have this issue. They're not good. Why are you eating it?
Whoa.
Anyway.
Well, the reason they're out this time of the year is because of Lent and Catholics. On Fridays, you have fish sandwiches and things like that. So
That's why I don't know that
I've ever had a fish sandwich from McDonald's.
They're really gross. I've had one.
Oh. Well,
I kind of like them.
I think they, yeah, for fast food, it's, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. I also don't trust fast food fish either. Because fish goes bad really quickly. I don't know. It makes me nervous.
Well, it is definitely smaller. And some are saying the fish fillet sandwich has shrunk by at least 20%. Mm. So they are smaller, but the same price as you've paid for them before. Shrinkflation. Mm. It is a thing, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, Applebee's is in a little, they've closed some more stores.
It's not super surprising.
You know, but why? I used to like it. I don't go there much anymore, but
a lot of big chain restaurants are struggling because there's so many local restaurants and stuff that are opening up all over the country that people are going there instead. I mean, it's
There was a story last week, Bloomin' Brands, which is Outback Steakhouse and Bonefish Grill and one other one that I can't think of right now. They're closing nationwide 41 stores.
Yeah. These big chains are just struggling to keep up because people are opening their own restaurants and stuff now.
Oh, Carrabba's is part of that,
yeah,
that brand, and Fleming.
What about Chili's? How are they doing? Is that I know that's not part of theirs, but
yeah,
Chili's seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, seems to be.
The company said they weren't going to release the list of the stores, but I did look to see if the Outback in Murfreesboro was open and the Bonefish, and it is. I didn't check Carrabba's though. I didn't, but anyway.
I had a chance the other day to go to the new Waco Sushi. I think you pronounce it that way. And it was really, really good. I had three different sushi rolls, and they were all really, really good. Megan had just regular hibachi food, and it was really good. Service was a little slow. They're kind of working some kinks out with that in the kitchen, speeding things up. But I'd recommend it. They have cheaper lunch prices, too. It's a little expensive in the evening, but at lunch it's pretty cheap.
It's kind of interesting. That's the second just sushi place that, I mean, you got Rock and Roll Sushi.
Yep.
That's out there.
And now a sushi restaurant is also going to be a hibachi restaurant. Typically, you're going to get your same fried rice and chicken and all that kind of stuff. So if you don't like sushi, there are options for you.
Yeah.
And that's where?
It's on Broad Street next to the Hooters, between Premier 6 and Hooters.
Okay. All right. Where the seasoning crab used
well,
to
that's
be.
Well, that's going to be a really... If you're talking about local, then some of these chains, we're going to have a lot of empty buildings if that continues.
That's true. Well, or places will open up local restaurants in them, you know?
Well, that's true, too. I guess you're right.
Well, we saw that with Applebee's. Now it's a Mexican restaurant right next to the other Mexican restaurant, but there you go. All right, 728 here on The Crew.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600, Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In a world where some saw only an open field, Middle Point Landfill saw an opportunity for dreams to flourish. You see, in 2019, Middle Point made a $125,000 investment into the Oakland High School football field, which was an investment into tomorrow's leadership. The turf that Middle Point helped to lay at Oakland helped pave the way for some students to become standout players at schools like UT and MTSU, and one became a coach at LSU just last year. We're Middle Point Landfill, and we're proud to support the dreams of our youth.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
Time for Brian to come into your homes.
Run!
Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30 on this Election Day, March 5th, and it's episode 1357 of The Crew.
And we want to say happy birthday today to Ronnie Barrett, Tracy Lanham, Janie Luster, Ed Burris, and Kathy Clark. Happy birthday from
friends here at News Radio WGNS.
And I know you're out there and you know somebody who's celebrating a birthday today, or maybe you yourself are. Go ahead and get those into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That is the website. Go ahead and get those in now. It's your last chance, and we're going to give away some delicious banana pudding coming up here on the air at around 8 a.m.
All right, time to check local news, traffic, and weather, and your snack food reports coming up.
Boots, boots, boots. At French's Shoes and Boots, find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms still possible early as well. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, shower chances continue mainly before noon. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 60.
Good morning. It is heavy out here in a couple of spots, like 24 westbound, trying to get out of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, headed up into the Antioch area. It's also crawling at times on Vietnam Vets westbound through Hendersonville towards Conference Drive. It's slow out here. We knew this was going to happen. People rubbernecking as they drive by this plane crash from last night over here on 40 eastbound, just past Charlotte Pike. Keep that in mind if you're coming in from Dixon County, Kingston Springs, headed towards Nashville on 40 eastbound. Again, they're rubbernecking, looking at what's left over from that plane crash that killed five people last night on 40 eastbound just past Charlotte Pike. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. They're online, tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Recent Tennessee legislation has lightened the tax load for more than 100,000 small businesses. Tennessee Works Tax exempts businesses with annual gross salaries under $100,000 from filing business tax returns effective this year. The change is applicable to tax periods ending after December 31, 2023, and streamlines tax obligations for small businesses statewide. The Murfreesboro Police Department is actively seeking your help in identifying two individuals believed to be connected to a February 19 theft at JD's All About Home on Old Fort Parkway. Surveillance footage captured one of the two individuals reaching over the counter and taking a wallet belonging to the victim. Suspects then fled the scene in a blue four-door sedan. There are pictures posted on WGNSradio.com and a number to call if you can help identify anybody. WGNS plans to have comprehensive coverage of all the important races in Rutherford County on Super Tuesday. Those include the presidential primary, Rutherford County school board races, and the amendment referendum in Smyrna. Brian Barrett will have coverage after the polls close at 7 p.m., streaming on WGNSradio.com. Plus, this year, for the first time, you can watch on Big GTV from the Rutherford County Election Commission offices on the Murfreesboro Square. We will bring you news on the national scene from CBS and also keep a check on key races across the state of Tennessee. Super Tuesday election coverage from WGNS, presented by Toots Good Food and Fun, Wilson Bank and Trust, McCabe Vision Center, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. News on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board in the Las Casas, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Please vote Stan Vaught for school board on Election Day, March 5th. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board, Stan Vaught treasurer.
Hi, this is Trevor at Bell Jewelers. If you don't see anything in the showcases, we can custom design something special for your loved one here at Bell Jewelers. If you just inherited some jewelry from your distant relatives and you want to personalize it to you, we can do that here at Bell Jewelers. Our jewelers are so creative here at Bell Jewelers that you can just give them the idea and they'll turn your dream into a reality. Come follow us on TikTok and Instagram to see the inside world of Bell Jewelers. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving along here on a Tuesday morning. It's 7:35 and it is Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday. Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday. Taco, Taco, Taco.
All right, one thing that we touched on last week, just briefly before the snack food report, we talked about where Raising Cane's was going to be. It's going to be out there in the Medical Center Parkway area, and they've got several new restaurants.
Somebody released a picture that had a chart of all the new places.
Yeah, we talked about that, and that's where the Trader Joe's is going, right beside or behind McAllister's, Robert Rose. So lots of things going on out there in that particular part of the city. But right now, we get our snack food report.
We start with a Walmart exclusive item, which is a partnership between Lay's Potato Chips and IHOP, which is the new Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity strawberry-topped pancakes with syrup and bacon-flavored potato chip.
Good grief.
Which, at first, that's what I thought, but then I remembered back to the chicken and waffles chip that they did that was really, really good. I think it'll have like a sweet and salty type flavor, but that's at Walmart now. You can go ahead and pick that up if you'd like. IHOP, staying on trend here. IHOP's pancake of the month for March is Girl Scout Thin Mints, which has real Thin Mint cookies mixed into the pancake mix. So I'm not a huge Thin Mint person.
Me either.
But some people are. So if you like
Thin Mints. I don't know. You never know. You put something together with something else, turns out better. You know, you never know.
Like a mint milkshake from McDonald's. Speaking of, it's Shamrock season. Get yourself a Shamrock shake. Mug Root Beer, which I think is the best root beer brand out of all of them.
Wow.
Mug is the
strong
brand for me.
Strong statement there.
They now have, for the first time ever, a zero sugar root beer. Mug has never had that before. They've always just been with their regular. So they have a zero sugar flavor now. Cheetos has new Twisted Puffs, or I guess they're bringing back Twisted Puffs. It's the big, huge puffies that are swirled up to the top. They used to have those when I was like a kid. But
they look like the tail of the fox or whatever it is.
It's a cheetah.
Cheetah, yeah. I guess that makes
sense. They have straight tails.
This is a little different snack food report.
Pringles has also brought back honey mustard flavored Pringles, which those are pretty popular. People like those a lot.
Yeah, I think I've seen them out. Yeah,
I don't love honey mustard flavored chips. That's just me, but some people do. So get yourself some honey mustard Pringles. They're bursting with flavor. Little Debbie, they're still in their ice cream era. You know, they did the little Christmas tree cake ice cream. Well, now they have Star Crunch ice cream bars you can get, and strawberry shortcake roll. You know, little.
Yeah, I've had those.
They have those in an ice cream bar.
I've had those.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're not my cup of tea, but.
You're not a big ice cream bar guy, though.
Yeah,
you'd rather just eat ice cream.
I'm pretty good with. It didn't have enough of the strawberry in it to make me really love it.
If you like Star Crunch, the Star Crunch ice cream is probably pretty good, but I haven't had that one. New Springtime Dots, which is a different set of flavor than regular Dots. It'll have grape, mango, strawberry, and pineapple flavored Dots as opposed to the normal flavors. And I didn't know they were flavored after fruit anyway. But if you like Dots, and I do, I love Dots, get yourself some of the Springtime Dots. Miss Vicky's potato chips, have you had those? They're kettle cooked.
Yes,
real
thick,
good chips. Mm-hmm. They have now sour cream, herb, and onion flavor.
Oh.
Which before they didn't have that. So you can get yourself some Miss Vicky's sour cream and onion chips. Coca-Cola has a new permanent flavor. So this one, you know, they kind of phase flavors in and out. This one's permanent. It's Coca-Cola Spiced, which is a raspberry and spice Coke flavor.
They have it. I saw it at the convenience store. They have it also in the zero sugar,
yes.
But I stayed away from it.
They got it in both. Apparently this one's good. Reviews have been very positive, which is why they decided to make it a permanent flavor. So it's now a permanent Coca-Cola flavor.
What happened to Cherry Diet Coke? You know, the Dr. Pepper.
You can still get Cherry Coke.
No,
zero, but not Dr. Pepper.
I don't know why. That It's crazy.
Takis has a new pickle flavor, pickle heat flavored
Takis. Ooh, now I might like that.
It is hot. Yeah. But it's pretty good.
Do they make anything non-hot?
Yes, they got two or three non-spicy flavors.
But you can't find them. They're harder to find.
The nacho cheese is frequent.
We talked about that, I think, last week, some of those flavors that weren't quite as hot. We actually had someone at Oakland talk about that.
Yeah.
Doritos Cool Ranch Papadilla is out at Papa John's. And then last one here, Doritos Late Night Sizzlin' Cheeseburger Corn Chip is back. They used to have that one. It was really good, but they've brought it back. So good for them.
That's your snack food report. Closing up shop in a minute.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. For over 15 years, French's Shoes and Boots have been serving Rutherford County with shoe brands like King, Chaco, Merrill, SAS, Clarks, and Dansko. Boot brands like Justin, Lucchese, Tony Lama, Danner, Ariat, and Wolverine. Clothing brands like Wrangler, Ariat, and Miss Me Jeans. All the best brands at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
It's a critical time in education, and we need experience on the Rutherford County School Board. That's why we need to elect Butch Vaughn to the school board in Zone 6. He brings experience as a public educator from his years in the classroom and as a coach to being principal at Central and Blackman Middle and Oakland High Schools. Butch Vaughn has also been in private education as the former headmaster at PCA. Experience counts, especially now. That's why we need Butch Vaughn on the Rutherford County School Board. Paid for by Butch Vaughn for School Board. Prior Manning, Treasurer.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42, and we're wrapping up the Wake Up Crew this morning. Our show powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their Sharing Change has donated now more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting worthy causes right here in our community. It's a great thing. If you want to find out how you can be part of Sharing Change, go to sharingchange.org. Saying good morning to our good neighbor of the day. Janine Stewart is the good neighbor for working hard every day to make her students feel loved at First United Methodist Preschool. Mamas know their children are loved, protected, and growing. That's Janine Stewart at First United Methodist Preschool, our good neighbor of the day today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. So congratulations on that. Enjoy those flowers and send us a good neighbor if you would. We love to hear from our listeners. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day. It's very easy to do. Once you get that web form, you can also get to that from our website, wgnsradio.com/good neighbor. And I guess that takes care of this, except...
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right. You know, I lost three fingers on my right hand, so I asked the doctor if I'd still be able to write with it. Sorry, I didn't turn your mic on. Oh, really? He said maybe, but I wouldn't count on it.
Replay.
I give it a one now.
Yeah, very funny. Very funny.
Very funny. John, I give that a five.
What have we learned on the Wake Up Crew show today?
Well, the snack food report was A1 as usual.
We early this morning talk about how you're going to get shot one day. And I think the point still stands.
You actually talked about
that. We talked about it. It was a group effort. We did a horrible attempt at playing Name That Tune Or name that jingle or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that was a disaster. We've had a few disasters. That may be ranks in the top five.
I'm pretty sure we have played that same app and had that same problem before in the show's past, and we made the same mistake. We've been doing this long enough to make the same mistake twice.
And the bad thing about it, Brian was so excited about doing that
one. He was.
I'm really
not excited enough to pay for the ad-free version of the app.
I bet you are good at it. You're a television watcher. I bet you are good at it.
Well, you're a nerd. You're a big nerd.
Jingles just kind of stay stuck in my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only thing stuck in your brain.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing.
Mad because that thing got messed up, didn't you?
I was a little excited.
Yeah.
And then we were like waiting in the break, and I didn't want his phone to turn off because I'd have to get his passcode. So I was constantly keeping it updated, and then we wound up not even using it. So.
Well, we live and we learn.
Well, that's the thing about live radio.
You just
never know.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
Until 2022, ministers who are by definition dedicated to God and therefore they are not eligible to hold a seat in the State House, State Senate in Nashville and the state legislature in Tennessee.
Can't be a preacher.
But that was an amendment that was changed in 2022.
Oh, but so you can be a preacher being.
Yeah, if you were a minister.
I'm going for Senate. What was it? State?
Was that
state
because
Senate
of...
State House? It's because ministers are dedicated to God.
Yeah.
And then therefore can't be
conflict
dedicated
of church
to...
and state is I what guess, I was thinking.
Probably you something know. Like that. But that was repealed. So there you go. Stupid, silly stat of the day.
Well, have a good day, Dalton.
Have a good day, John.
Brian, try to find something about jingles where we can do it again tomorrow.
All right, yeah, we may just get all over that. But we're going to make sure we end on a happy note. Our song of the day. A little Queen. That's the song from ABBA. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back tomorrow for a Wednesday hump day edition of The Crew. Go out.